your kid, either you're running away from the biz or you're drawn to it. I was always drawn to it. Hi, this is Jimmy Banos Jr. I'm on the road with Dane at WGN Radio.
720 WGN, on the road with Dane High atop Chicago in the Skyline studio, and on the line, one of the members of Chicago's most beloved food family, bringing us acclaimed and true dining destinations. He's a James Beard Award winner and driving force behind the award-winning and Michelin-recognized Purple Pig, the one and only chef Jimmy Banos Jr. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you. Great to be on.
Well, it's great to have you. And I know these are busy times because you have sort of that role, not only, you know, running the restaurant, you've got the new location, you've got a lot of things going on, but also we mentioned the kind of a true destination. Have you know, whether it's Heaven on 7 with 40 years, amazing, almost impossible run in the restaurant world to what you're doing with Purple Pig. Do you find you are a destination, right? You're an actual tourist attraction.
Well, yeah, you know, the Purple Pig, we just celebrated our 10th year.
Amazing.
Which is just wild. And, you know, we just moved into our new location, which is right next door at 444 North Michigan. So it's a bigger space. But, you know, it's a tourist destination from foodies all over the country and all over the world, you know, and the relationships that I've built over the years with people that come in every time they come into town. And then, like, the perfect combination of our lovely Chicagoans who come in all the time. You know, it's just we've been blessed for this long to keep it going, and you know, you never take anything for granted. You just keep working hard and try to get better every day, and that's usually the good formula to keeping it going, you know.
I wish there was a formula. You guys seem to have been blessed and you've cracked the code, and it's a lot of hard work. But the restaurant, for the listeners out there, the restaurant business is one of the toughest businesses in the absolute world. If you can make it a couple years, you're really doing something. So to have, you know, 10 years at Purple Pig, and here's the thing too, is it's not just survival.
Yeah, let me just say, it's the worst business in the world. Let me just say that. Let me make it clear. It's the worst business there is, but thank God I love it, you know?
That's what Chef Jimmy Banos Jr. is talking to little kids as they bring him in, you know, kind of doing some career advice for students. It's like run as fast as you can, stay away. But I think a testament to the popularity too is you guys, the passion that you have for it, and you are true. It isn't just the restaurants that are ambassadors. It's you guys, the family, it's yourself that are great ambassadors, not only for the food in the restaurants, but for Chicago. I mean, you guys love what you do, and you're great at sharing that with the world.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that a lot. You know, I've been lucky to be, I mean, I'm fourth generation restaurateur. You know, my dad, I grew up in the business with my father, my grandparents, you know, really seeing what taking care of people and what hospitality is all about. And usually at that time when you're a kid, either you're running away from the biz or you're drawn to it. I was always drawn to it. There was never a time in my life where I wasn't. I always knew that this was the path that I wanted to take, and with, you know, good guidance from my dad and you know, people around me, I just, you know, I knew I wanted to take my own route in life and not just go into the family business, you know. And that's when I, right out of high school, went to chef school and then just worked, you know, moved to New York, got my butt kicked every day in, day out for 4 years. And, it was the best experience of my career to be out there and prove myself by myself. And it shaped me for, you know, opening the Purple Pig. I mean, I was only 25 when we opened.
Yeah.
You know, and there's a learning curve, you know. There's a big learning curve for anybody. You know, you got to, you know, usually it takes a little bit more time to establish yourself and, you know, really be confident in all your skills. But I think what kind of, you know, shortened the curve for me was just growing up in it, and just my ears were always open, listening to conversation. Everybody thinks about the romantic situation of a restaurant. Right. You know, it's the nitty gritty, all the negative stuff that happens every day. You need to be just really, really, really mentally strong to be able to handle everything that comes at you. That's the key. That's what I teach my people. You know, my team. Most guys have been with me for 5 to 10 years, and really just teach them, you know, the love and respect that you have to have for the game. Not just passion, but you have to respect it. It will chew you up.
and I'll contend too, you gotta be hardwired to do it in a way that is necessary to be able to succeed and to sustain. One of the great things about it too is, of course, you know, your dad, Jimmy Banos, having on Seven, or what, you know, a true legend and an icon in the city, and for you to be able to make your own name with that same name and have something and a reputation and a career that's distinctive and acclaimed and special in and of itself. Let's talk a little bit about Purple Pig and moving, because you had that great location. It's tough. You don't necessarily want to tweak it when you got things going. It's not broke, don't fix it. But now you've got a bigger space. What are people enjoying now?
You know, we really wanted to keep the essence of the old space. You know, like if you've been in, like just the tiles, the chairs, like it looks like the old Purple Pig, which was really important to me. It's just bigger. You know, I could not take another 10 years there. The place literally would have like just fallen, like collapsed. Just the amount of people going through there day in, day out, which thank God for that. But we had a tiny little submarine kitchen. You know, we had to literally, my team had to go take an elevator upstairs, downstairs, because our prep kitchen was downstairs, all the production. And it takes its toll on you like this, you know. And we weren't even cooking we didn't even have fire there. It was all electric. Everything was on electric. So like electric induction burners, it's just not heard of, you know, but the drive and the will to succeed and you know, not be stopped in the vision, you always got to make it work. And this situation with this restaurant, now it's like there's just a level of efficiency now that I could kind of look at other things that are going on in the business, not just be completely, I mean, I'm buried in the kitchen, but to completely not be able to look my head up and see what's going on, because we couldn't, you know, every day was a struggle to set up on time, you know, because of the challenges. So
it's so crazy. Well, you mentioned it, for the diners and the customers, they're going to enjoy that. There's going to be more of them, you know, able to get in there and enjoy some of the space. But having that 10 years and the ability to think to yourself, probably on a daily basis, maybe hourly, like, geez, you know, when we get a new place, I need it to be like this, or to build all the things that you missed or would love to have into the new space. That had to be awesome, right? When you're finally able to pull the trigger.
I mean, it killed me every day that I had to walk in the old space and see people, customers, like 20 at a time waiting in line just to go to the bathroom. Because there was only two stalls. Again, not knowing what that's all we could fit in there. You know, everybody's like, why can't you have more bathrooms? I'm like, because there's no room to put more bathrooms. Like, I can't do it. So the little things that people take for granted, like, proper large bathrooms, proper heating and air conditioning. And in the wintertime, literally people would be inside at one of the communal tables by the door and have like their full winter jacket hat on. And because you open the door, it was just like, vroom, you know, just this gust of Chicago air, winter air. I'm just like, oh my God. Hey, people are still happy.
Yeah.
They were still happy. So it made you work that much harder from food and a service standpoint to make sure people were still happy and not really concerned with the elements.
It is a testament in a bunch of different ways to have people put up with you know, a lot of things in order to be able to participate in it. It's crazy to think that would be on the website or the brochures or one of the highlights, right? Our bigger bathrooms, you know, come see the bigger bathrooms at the Purple Pig.
Bigger bathrooms. We have fire. We're cooking with gas. Let's go. You know.
Well, right. It's so crazy because you think of all those things that would be just a given. But now, and I think based on just all the street cred, all the success, and just the demand, right? It's a supply and demand world. You're able to supply more things that people are going to love. We talked about being a destination in Chicago, a destination when it comes, you know, worldwide, nationwide food fans. And a lot of your biggest and best food personalities are making their way to South Beach. You will be along with them for South Beach Wine and Food. And you've been such a big part of, you know, Chicago Gourmet and lots of events all around the country. Talk about what makes Sobe special.
Yeah, you know, first of all, it's good to get out of the winter. There's any excuse to get out of town and get some sun. But, you know, this is my third time participating in the South Beach Food and Wine Festival. I've always been a big fan of the festival. They've always done a great job. And, you know, it's their 19th year. And they just every year I come back, and I haven't done it in a few years. But every year I do it, it's like it just keeps growing and growing and growing and growing and getting better. I mean, there's going to be, they said, like, there's 450 between chefs, winemakers, beer producers, culinary personalities, celebrities. I mean, that's a lot of talent.
Yep.
That's a lot of stuff for, you know, for people from the area or wherever everybody comes from to hang out in this festival. There's a lot. There's too much to do almost, you can't, there will be something for everybody there. And I love to be able to get out and, cause I don't get to do it that often and talk to different that I don't get to talk to. And, you know, we're doing a dinner. The two things I'm doing is, the Beachside Barbecue, which is on Saturday.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I believe that's the 22nd. And Guy Fieri hosts it. So that's on the beach. That's a lot of fun, you know, bunch of chefs from all over. That'll be cool. And then it's a good balance because I'm doing, the legendary chef in Miami, Michelle Bernstein.
Yeah.
We're hosting a dinner at her spot called La Trova. And it's me, Michelle, and then Jose Garces, who's Chicago boy.
For sure, yeah.
Who's not in Chicago anymore, but I'll be cooking with him, and it'll be good. I haven't talked to him in forever. So it's good to just kind of stop for a second and cook and hang out, and it's all for a great cause as well. So it's all good.
Yeah, the dinner's going to be great. So it's you and Jose Garces. Of course, he's out in Philadelphia now, but longtime Chicago guy, Iron Chef, and so you've got the Chicago connection, and then a lot of Miami, yep, with Michelle Bernstein, and then you've got Julio Cabrera, yeah, kind of serving, yep, up the drink. So it's going to be, for those people that are going to get down there and enjoy that, it's going to be yep, an awesome night. And then for the Beachside Barbecue, and this is one of those, for people who've been there, and we'll have links up at WGNradio.com, it's in those same enormous tents that they have Burger Bash, and it is huge. There is going to be, yep, you know, probably pit masters, you know, that are acclaimed and insane, and a lot of restaurateurs. What are you guys going to be doing there?
Well, we are, so we do, I serve a pork spare rib dish.
Nice.
Here, and we change ribs up. I do lamb ribs, I do every ribs, we change it up all the time, but we do, for this, I want to do pork spare ribs. We serve it here, and then I also serve it at Purple Pig Salumeria at the Timeout Market to do kind of like my take on like a McRib sandwich. You pull, take the bones out, and it's like a beautiful, addictive sandwich. But they got the open pit grills there and nice charcoal, and we're just gonna keep it pretty simple. I was gonna get a little crazy, but I'm like, these ribs, you know, we make our ribs very well. You know, we're not pit masters, but I want to show the skill level that we have with cooking ribs, because it's the real deal. I'm really excited.
There'll be a lot of great barbecue personalities there, but there's a lot of things that you do that they can't do, right? And so it's going to be great. And I know there's a kind of a People's Choice contest there as well. And so looking forward to that. Juana, before we let you go, you mentioned Timeout. That is, and for listeners looking for a place, you know, there's, yep, food halls. We got some great food halls in Chicago. There's some great ones around the country. This thing is like an all-star game. I mean, you have some of it. It's awesome.
There's 18 chefs, all from Chicago. Very, very talented group of people that they put together and curated for this 50,000 square foot space. I mean, it's, you know, right in the heart of the Fulton Market District and West Loop. It's been open since November, and you know, it's just an awesome. They could not have done a better job putting it together. It's a beautiful space. It's really casual, fun. And, you know, if you're from here or from out of town, if, you know, you could come there 10 times and still not have, try everybody's offerings, you know, and I'm looking forward to when the weather gets nicer, because I think it's going to really be crazy, you know, getting this winter keeps everybody hibernating, but, it's been great. I love it.
Yeah. It is a special place in a bunch of different ways. We'll have links up again for that. And those people want to get out of the cold and get into some of the places. Get to South Beach. It's some great weather, some amazing food. And of course, see Jimmy Banos Jr. They're live and in person as well. So before we let you go, Jimmy, if you got like the website for people to get information about all the spots and keep up with your adventures, maybe some social media, where can they go?
Well, the pigchicago.com is where our official website. I'm all over Instagram, Jimmy Banos, at Jimmy Banos Jr. Come see me at Piggy Smalls, which is my other Greek fast casual restaurant. That's, I right, have at Wells Street Market.
That's right.
And more to come next year. They have another restaurant opening up, and you know, by hopefully within a year. So I'm just trucking. trucking along.
He never stops. There's more coming. Of course, we're here in Chicago, blessed to have you doing everything that you're doing. Look forward to having you down at South Beach, and thanks so much for jumping on the show today.
Thanks a lot for having me, Dan. I appreciate it.